After Yaakov Avinu has a dream at the beginning of the parsha, the pasuk says that he continues on his journey. He comes to Haran. When he comes to Haran, he sees that there are a group of shepherds gathered around the well. What does he do? He gives them tochacha. He criticizes them. He says, "Hein od hayom gadol." There's still much left to the day. Lo eis heosef hamikne. It's not time yet to gather in the cattle. Hashku atzon ulachuru. Go water the flax. Give water to the sheep, and let them graze a little bit more. Rashi explains that what Yaakov was telling the shepherds is that if you're schire yom, if you've been hired for the day, then you haven't fulfilled your duty. You have to graze the sheep for the full day. So what are you doing at the well? You're waiting, you're standing around the well. Just water the flax and go back and continue the grazing because you have to put in the full day. What happens? What do the shepherds respond? So they tell Yaakov that they can't go graze the sheep. They have to wait until all the shepherds gather together. And then they'll be able to roll the heavy stone from on top of the be'er. Stone's very heavy. They need a lot of people. So it's not enough for a few of the shepherds. They have to wait till everyone comes. What a strange story. Yaakov Avinu comes to town. He's the new man in town. And he gives criticism to the shepherds. And they just respond benachas to him. Such an odd story. I mean, can you imagine if a yeshiva bachar, you know, came to a construction site and he turns to the workers and he says, "I don't think you guys are doing it right. You're doing it this way. You really should do it that way." I mean, how would they respond? They'd either laugh at him or they'd say, "Mind your own business." Such a strange thing that Yaakov criticizes the shepherds and they respond to him as if they respect his opinion. How do we understand such a thing? Yaakov Kamenetsky explains that the answer to this question is actually found at the beginning of the story. What is the very first word that Yaakov Avinu says to the shepherds when he sees them? Achai, my brothers. He says, Achai me'ayin atem. My brothers, from where are you? Do you know Lavan? How's he doing? He has a conversation with them. He speaks pleasantly with them. And only afterwards does he offer criticism. Before Yaakov Avinu establishes a bond of kinship, before he establishes some kind of commonality with the shepherds, there's no chance that they're going to accept his criticism. But after he speaks with them pleasantly, after he develops a sense of friendship, they feel his friendship, they feel that Yaakov cares about them. So then they're more willing to listen. Yaakov Avinu understood how to talk to people. That a person has to talk with menschlichkeit, with derech eretz, to everyone that he comes in contact with. Even if those people are different than him. They're not similar to him. A ben Torah has to speak pleasantly to all people. To say hello or good morning to the security guard. To speak courteously to a cashier. To open up a little bit to a Talmud that might not look exactly the same way that we do. Not so much, it doesn't take so much, just a few kind words, but it means so much to people. It means so much to people that you speak pleasantly to them. It can cause a tremendous Kiddush Hashem when the Diburo Benachas in Abrios, when a person speaks pleasantly, and by doing so, a person can be mashpia so much on those around him. The question is, where did Yaakov Avinu learn how to speak so pleasantly? We know Chazal say that before he came to Haran, he was learning in yeshiva for 14 years. And then he has a mara, he has a chalom in Beisel, with the Sula Mutzav Arza, the Malachim are going up and down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks with him. Yaakov Avinu was on a pretty high level. So how is he able to lower himself, so to speak, to the level of the shepherds? I mean, how could he come down from such a high and talk to the shepherds in such a pleasant way, talk to understand how to speak with the shepherds? I think the answer is that precisely because Yaakov Avinu was so involved in Torah, because he was so suffused with Torah, that's what made him able to relate to so many different types of people. When Torah is learned properly, it not only has the ability to stimulate a person's mind, but it changes his behavior. It helps a person perfect his midos, and it enables him to interact more effectively with people around him. It's counterintuitive. You'd think that the more a person learns, the more isolated he becomes, and the less able he is to relate to other people. But it's the exact opposite. When Torah is learned properly, Torah makes a person more sensitive to others. A true Torah personality, someone who really understands the pnimius of Torah is a model of proper behavior. They tell a story of three mashgichim in a meat packing plant that once got locked in the freezer. In the freezer in the meat packing plant. They passed out from the cold, but they ultimately were found. Now, how did that happen? So the story goes that when the guard finished locking up the building, so he came to the man at the front desk and he told him, you know, my job's done for the day, I'm going to go home. So the man at the front desk said, no, there still are people inside. So the guard said to him, it can't be. I checked every room, I checked every door, I locked up everything, it's not possible. So the man at the front desk said, no, trust me, I know there are people inside. Come, let's go find them. So they went together. He checked every room. And after a while, lo and behold, they found the mashgichim locked in the freezer. So the guard turned to the man from the front desk and said, how did you know? How do you know there was someone inside? So the guy from the front desk said, it's obvious. It's obvious. Because these people, when they came to work, they always said good morning to me. And before they left, they always said good night. Not everyone does that. This afternoon, they didn't say good night to me, so I knew they still had to be inside. Good morning, good night. What's the big deal? It's not such a big deal. It's just small talk. It's simple words, but it means so much to people. And apparently, sometimes it can even save a person's life. This is a lesson that we learn from Yaakov Avinu. Speak pleasantly to everyone that you come in contact with. You'd be surprised what kind of impression you can make on someone else. Good chance.